From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Self-declared Islamic State extremists in Syria have executed more than 90 people over the past month, and most were beheaded. That's according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. NPR's Allison Mews reports 39 of those killed were ISIS members.
The accusations range from witchcraft to spying. Men suspected of being homosexuals were thrown from the tops of buildings, regime troops and rebels beheaded. The Syrian Observatory says that the largest percentage of the victims came from the Islamic State's own ranks, some accused of collaborating with the U.S.-led coalition, others with the Assad regime or rebels. But it says most were caught trying to flee. More than a year has passed since ISIS announced its caliphate. Anti-ISIS activists from Raqqa say that some foreign fighters become disillusioned. Others fear getting trapped as U.S.-backed Kurdish forces seal off key border posts. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
Egypt announced today it'll hold parliamentary elections in October and November. Egypt hasn't had a parliament in over 2 years, and the long-delayed vote is considered a step toward democracy. Neurologist and best-selling author Oliver Sacks, who explored the human brain one patient at a time, has died. Sacks was best known for his books The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat and Awakenings. He also wrote about his own brain, which he called odd. He was unable to recognize faces and later lost vision in one eye because of a melanoma, which he talked about in 2010 on WHYY's Fresh Air.
Although I'm sorry this happened to me and is happening to me, I feel I might as well use it and investigate it and write about it and just speak of myself as I would speak of one of my patients.
Sacks died early this morning. He was 82 years old. The U.S. Forest Service holds a memorial service this hour for three firefighters who were killed battling a wildfire in north-central Washington. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports the men died in the early stages of what's now the largest wildfire in Washington state history.
The truck carrying Tom Bashevsky, Andrew Zajac, and Richard Wheeler crashed down a 40-foot embankment as they fled a fast-growing flank of the Okanagan Complex fires on August 21st. Flames overtook the vehicle before they were able to get out. A fourth firefighter, Daniel Lyon, age 25, was able to escape. He survived with burns over 60% of his body and remains in serious condition at a hospital in Seattle. Three others who were injured nearby have since been treated and released. Fires in the Okanagan complex have since spread across more than 300,000 acres and destroyed upwards of 150 structures. Scattered showers aided firefighters briefly on Saturday, but the region remains under drought conditions. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Waterville, Washington.
This is NPR News. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warnings and watches for some of the Hawaiian islands. As Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, a powerful system is approaching the islands.
Hurricane Ignacio is now a Category 4 storm moving slowly toward Hawaii. The hurricane is expected to strengthen a bit more, then weaken as it comes closer to the Big Island of Hawaii. Forecasters say Ignacio is still on track to pass north of the islands, but come close enough to send high winds and heavy rains across much of the state. A high surf advisory is already in effect for some of the waters around the islands. Governor David Ige has signed an emergency proclamation to free up resources as needed to respond to the storm. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
Italian energy group Eni says it's discovered what it calls a supergiant gas field off the coast of Egypt, describing it as the largest gas ever discovered in the Mediterranean. The company says it'll try to fast-track development. Straight Outta Compton is still at the top of the box office for the third week in a row. The movie follows the groundbreaking music group N.W.A. that launched rap into pop culture.
Your songs, they glamorize the lifestyle of gangs, guns, drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality. What you see when you go outside your door?
I know what I see.
And it ain't glamorous.
Straight Outta Compton took in an estimated $13.2 million in North American theaters this weekend. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.